South Korea's president is in Washington. He will spend time tomorrow with President Trump. Their meeting is happening ahead of the high-stakes summit set for next month between Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Since North Korea has threatened to back away from talks, South Korea is having to do deft diplomacy to keep the summit alive. NPR's Elise Hu has more.
Customers stream in at a steady pace at Club Espresso, a light-filled two-story coffee shop nestled not far from the presidential Blue House in Seoul.
Smells so good.
Here, imported coffee beans are the specialty. On the bottom shelf of a wall display of beans are bags labeled Moon Blend, named after South Korea's president, Moon Jae-in.
그때뿐인 것 같아요. 네, 뭐 그렇게 뭐.
4 or 5 years ago, when Moon was a regular here, this was the blend he used to buy, manager Lee Young-jin says. At the start of his presidency, the sales of this coffee spiked because word got out he was a regular. Now a year into office, coffee sales have returned to normal levels, but Moon's approval rating remains near 80%, with a vast majority of South Koreans supporting his efforts to get a peace deal with North Korea. His April one-on-one time with Kim Jong-un is still fresh, so Moon is expected to share his read on Kim with President Trump. The Atlantic Council's Mi Yeon-oh says the allies have been coordinating throughout the spring.
It is a way to assure that the United States and South Korea are aligned, and there will be no differences between the two that can be exploited by Kim Jong-un.
South Korea's presidential office says this White House meeting will serve as a bridge to the next summit between Trump and Kim. But already the path to denuclearizing North Korea is getting gummed up. Last week, Pyongyang threatened to cancel the summit set for Singapore, citing its objection to joint military drills in South Korea, and it rejected American calls for unilateral denuclearization. Mi Yeon-oh says this is because North Korea believes its nuclear arsenal means it deserves more respect ahead of talks. Or it could be just the usual Pyongyang playbook.
It can also be repeated pattern of North Korea's tactic of negotiations, which tends to drag the time until the last minute that they decide what they do accept and do not.
President Moon's now having to play mediator, using his years of familiarity with North Korea's tactics in Washington, where there's little trust in Pyongyang given past failures. Park In-hui is a professor at Seoul's Ihwa University.
South Korean government, we know that we fully understand such kind of the tactical calculation of the North Korea. We will have some problem, but the role of the mediator will kind of efficiently continue.
Robert Kelly, a Korea specialist and professor at Pusan National University in South Korea, acknowledges Moon's difficult diplomatic dance.
He's tried pretty hard to keep this whole thing on track. You know, and he's got some difficult customers to deal with, right? Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump. That's got to be pretty difficult.
But he says ultimately the problem heading into Singapore is the wide gulf between U.S. objectives and North Korea's.
The North Koreans are sort of famous for all kinds of off-the-wall negotiating tactics. So I would like to see us just go a little bit more slowly so that this can all be sort of unfolded properly and we can understand the choices that are being made, because I don't know if Donald Trump's going to get on top of all this in just 3 weeks.
Doing his best to help is Moon Jae-in, the only U.S. ally who has spent a whole day with North Korea's leader so far. Elise Hu, NPR News, Seoul.